from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Anything, Baldy will answer anything, whether it's basketball, football, baseball. He does not care. We'll ask him about his sleeper teams. Last week he said, you know, Tampa Bay caught his eye. So I'm looking at Tampa Bay thinking, okay, what about Tampa Bay? What made Tampa Bay catch Baldy's eye? So we'll get into everything with Baldy. That'd be this Thursday, all 4 hours on the roast. You won't want to miss that. So we'll take your calls in. 888-957-9570. Brock Purdy played yesterday. Shanahan, how'd you think Brock Purdy did?
I mean, there were two frustrating drives, just three and out. I don't think there was much there when he had it. I had a chance to make a big play on a keeper going back across, but not enough plays. You know, there weren't really any good looks for him either.
No good looks, but why was he okay with Brock Purdy playing without the starters?
Yeah, you always think about that stuff. If we thought it was an issue, we wouldn't have done it. We were good with the guys out there. You know, if Brock wouldn't have gone, probably wouldn't have played Jake. You know, definitely would have had Colton and Jalen go as long, but we felt good with the group.
Hey, and what if he took too many hits, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, you think about that all the time, but you know, it's also part of football, and I think he protects himself well. If we felt he was in a tough situation, we wouldn't have, but you know, a lot of quarterbacks play throughout the league, and each week's different. I think it helps Brock to play, and you know, last year he didn't get to as much with his arm, but I thought it was good for him to get out there, even though it wasn't two great drives. And I know he was really wanting to do it, and hopefully it'll make him a better position for this when we go to the Raiders.
Well, Shanahan, are you prepared to win differently based on the offense and how it looks right now?
Yes, but I mean, you always feel like we've had to win a number of ways, a number of times here, you know, so it's, you look at that each week, even when you feel your offense is firing on all cylinders, you still, what's the best way to win a game? And that changes week in and week out. And I like to think we're built to do it a lot of different ways. I think we have done it a lot of different ways in our tenure here. And that's kind of what we always talk about. What does it take to win? And you try to figure that out by studying, putting together a game plan, and then you do what you can in the game to find a way, and you really don't care how it looks or what happens. You just do whatever you can to win.
All right, 888-957-9570. Roasters out there, do you have any issue with Brock Purdy playing yesterday with that makeshift off this offensive line to that makeshift receiving room and backup running backs? 888-957-9570 is the number. Do you have any issues with Brock Purdy playing last night?
Football players play football, right? That's the setting. Yep. I have zero issue with guys going out there and playing in preseason. If that's what you want to do, like Kansas City, Andy Reid's been doing it for 30, 35 years. They played Patrick Mahomes. But you know who else played with Patrick Mahomes? Because I watched it.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
Xavier Worthy.
Right? So
Rashee Rice.
They were trying to accomplish something.
Boy, but real quick. Rashee Rice looks like he's about to take another step.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy. No. Is a problem.
But he fits exactly what they want to do. Like, I don't know. Who knows what he would look like in other situations, yeah, but it's a perfect fit.
But we knew that when they tried to him. Like, damn.
Of course.
Speed Andy. With Andy
and
Reid.
Mahomes.
And didn't have behind the back pass. Like, yeah. I mean, he's just, he's,
I mean, he's on another level. But like, if that's what you want to
do, that, what a show off. God, just come on. Play some real football, Patrick. This isn't backyard. Come on, dude.
I loved it. Please. Even though I hate him.
So extra. I mean, the media love you. Oh my God, it's the greatest thing. It's preseason, people. God.
He does have a left-handed pass, a behind the back pass. It's just, I mean, and the Raiders can't even complete a pass. You're normal.
You know what I saw from the Raiders beat writer Saturday?
Why are we bringing up the Raiders? Thought we were talking about the Chiefs.
Yeah, no.
Because your Raider Chief hate is coming out.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think we're just too infatuated with the preseason pass. It doesn't mean anything.
What's his name? Vincent Bonsignor?
Vinny Bonsignor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Yeah, he's covering the Rams. He tweeted Saturday night. I had to make sure it was him. Maybe the Raiders should trade for Trey Lance.
I think it should go for Kirk Cousins, but that's neither here nor there.
That's what he tweeted. Trey Lentz looked that good Saturday? I didn't watch much of the game.
I don't know. I saw most of the highlights.
I know who didn't look good.
Daniel Jones. But getting back to the Niners. If you're going to play Brock, this is my setting. If you're going to play Brock Purdy, I'd probably play Kittle and Debo with him. The guys who are healthy, right, to suit up. Now, that's the way I would do it. But if I'm not going to play Purdy, then I don't play anyone. Like, it's either all in or all out. That's just how I would view the situation. McVay never plays anyone in the preseason, and they've had unbelievable amounts of success when he's done that. And so I'm either all in or all out. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish with Brock Purdy playing and subjecting him to playing with guys who aren't going to be on the team. That's what I would say. Like, it's one thing if you're building rhythm with a first round pick in Ricky Pearsall and he's playing with Cowens. Like, he didn't even play with Cowens. He played with Trent Taylor.
Yeah.
You know, and he's throwing lob tosses to the side to Schrader, this guy that's not even going to be on the team probably. So yeah, that was a head scratcher. I'm not outraged. I don't think it's the end of the world, but I also don't think that the risk was worth the reward, I guess. And that's where I go back to, like, okay, if you're going to play Purdy, I'll play everyone else. Because if Purdy, he's going to make $60 million, right, at some point. And next year, are you going to play him in the exact same situation? If he goes down, your season's cooked.
I mean,
season's
over.
Top end starter, when you go down, yeah, you could salvage a month or 2 months, maybe 2 months. To go 3-4 months, it's probably, you're probably not making the playoffs.
No, you're not going to make the playoffs. Yeah, Brock was running around. It was exciting to watch him run around. It's like, look at Brock running around. Look at Brock trying to look for an option. I was shocked. First drive, okay, cool. They go 3-and-out, whatever. Comes back for the second drive. After that, he took the hit from Chase Young. I was like, all right, that may be enough. And then I look over at the sideline. I'm like, oh, he's grabbing his helmet. He's playing another series. Wow.
He played 11 plays. Shanahan had said that they were trying to get
10 plays in. So he played 11. Still, I mean, he didn't get hurt. He looked great. He got the contact. It's fine. Quarterbacks are going to get hit. The speed, the athleticism, the ability to extend a play. I still love those qualities about Brock Purdy. He looked fine. I mean, if anybody's taken away, like, oh, boy, Brock Purdy really struggled. Well, look who's out there. Because I got a text yesterday. I read this text, and I won't say who it was from. But I got this text yesterday, and I'll just read it. And it didn't even reply.
Well, is this a media member? Is this a former athlete? Okay. You said what you needed to say.
Oh, man. Did I delete the damn text? Oh, no. Here it is, right here.
Of course you didn't.
Bonte, how did Brock look to you? Folks are claiming he's having problems. My son said the other quarterback looked better. And I didn't reply because I said, I'm not taking away anything from this Brock Purdy experiments. I mean, from this experience. I think we've learned our lesson with preseason football, haven't we? I mean, are we still overreacting to preseason football? Are we overreacting to Jake Moody missing a field goal? Does that concern people?
Here's what I was saying.
I can't do it, Shasky. But if
you look rattled, I do believe you can take something away from that, right? Like, I don't, like, let's say you're a guy trying to make the roster. You can help yourself. Like Cowan yesterday, Cowan showed me, like, that's a football player.
Yeah.
Now, is he going to be an all pro? Probably not, you know, but to me, he looked like a football player. You know who didn't look like a football player? Danny Gray. You know, Danny Gray looks like, you know, Danny, You're probably going to have to turn your jersey in here in about 2 weeks.
Yeah,
okay?
Danny Gray's probably gone.
All right. He's as good as gone. So I believe you can find out certain things about certain guys. Matt Breida, right? I watched Matt Breida play the entire second half. This is now 2 weeks in a row. I'm like, Matt Breida's making plays in the backfield as a pass catcher.
Right.
He's picking up blitzes. He's running the ball really well. Matt Breida's making this team.
My thing, though, is with the starters, with the guys who have proven themselves.
Yeah, the established guys,
The established guys, I'm never going to freak out over ever again, but... If you see, like, Trent Taylor, he's saying, like, is he better? No, he's not better. He's going to be gone. That's why I'm not outraged over it. He's not making this final 53. There's no way in hell that he can make this final. I'd be shocked if he's making this final 53. Now, there is one area of concern.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.